Now, the politics of oil, specifically the Saudi factor. Oil prices are down about 25% since mid-June, and a lot of analysts think prices will fall further. At the pump, that's a win, but the drop is painful for many oil-exporting nations, including Russia, Venezuela, and Iran. NPR's Jackie Northam explains why the finger of blame is pointed firmly at Saudi Arabia.
There are a lot of up-and-comers, potential rivals, and plain old wannabes in the global energy market. But when it comes to oil, Saudi Arabia is still the undisputed king of the hill, says Rachel Bronson, the author of Thicker Than Oil, America's Uneasy Partnership with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Saudi's always a central player, and usually the central player in oil prices. So Saudi Arabia has been called the central banker of oil.
And because of that, all eyes are on the kingdom as oil prices continue to tumble, says Bronson.
The Saudis have shown themselves to use oil politically throughout their recent history. They're quite good at it. They think of oil as a strategic commodity, as their kind of key lever of influence globally.
Bronson, a senior fellow with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, says normally when oil prices begin to slide, Saudi Arabia will step in and slow production, which will help bring up the price, or vice versa. But not this time. The Gulf state hasn't made any move to reduce oil production. Jim Crane, an energy expert with Rice University in Houston, says because it hasn't given any indication why, figuring out Saudi Arabia's motives is creating something of a parlor game.
It really is, yes. It's, you know, if you're somebody who looks at geopolitics and energy, you could come up with any number of ways, you know, or any number of reasons that the Saudis are not doing what they would usually do. And there's lots of good reasons for them to keep on producing, but exactly why they're doing it, probably only a few dozen people in Saudi Arabia know that.
One popular conspiracy theory is that Saudi Arabia is trying to deprive valuable oil revenues to Russia for its backing of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria. Another target, its arch-regional rival, Iran. Bronson says the low oil prices are hurting both Russia and Iran, which depend heavily on oil exports.
They need higher prices than Saudi does to meet all of their domestic needs. So the Saudis are always mindful of oil prices, and they always try to keep the oil prices high enough for them to cover budget, but low enough to hurt the Iranians.
Another theory is that Saudi Arabia is manipulating the markets to try and quash competition, especially from new oil producers like those involved with the Canadian oil sands and the shale revolution here in the U.S., says Crane.
They figure if prices go down and they help them go down a little bit, some of these people will be forced out of the business, and Saudis will be able to maybe scare some people away and retain their market share.
Crane says demand for oil has fallen off in Europe and Asia, especially China, and there are more exporters vying for a smaller piece of the market. The Saudis went through this before in the 1980s when there was a surplus of oil. It cut production, which stabilized prices, but the kingdom had to fight to gain back that market share. Amrita Sen, chief oil analyst at Energy Aspects in London, says Saudi Arabia doesn't want the same thing to happen again.
There has been a lot of market share taken away from them in Asia, which is their biggest market, because of discounted crude from Iraq and Iran. And that is something that has been a nagging problem for them.
With $500 billion in reserves, Saudi Arabia has the ability to ride out the low prices, unlike many other oil exporters in the global energy market. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.